May the Lord help us to commence our worship this evening by singing hymn number 293. Encompassed with clouds of distress and tempted all hope to resign, I pant for the light of thy face, that I in thy beauty may shine. Disheartened with waiting so long, I sink at thy feet with my load. All plaintive I pour out my song and stretch forth my hands unto God. Hymn 293.
Thank you. Let us read together from the Word of God and the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 43. Commence to read at verse 14 and as far as verse 23 of chapter 44. So we commence at Isaiah 43 verse 14. Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles, and the Chaldeans whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing, now it shall bring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honour me, and the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honoured me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sins, but thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. I, even I, am he that blotted out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance, let us plead together, declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father hath sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore I have profaned the priests of the sanctuary, and I have given Jacob to the curse, and Israel to reproaches. Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant in Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus saith the Lord, that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee, fear not. O Jacob, my servant, and thou Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourses. One shall say, I am the Lord's. And another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord, and surname himself by the name of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. And who, as I, shall call, and shall declare it and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people and the things that are coming and shall come, let them show unto them. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time, and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. They that make a graven image are all of them vanity, and their delectable things shall not profit. And they are their own witnesses. They see not, nor know, that they may be ashamed. Who hath formed a god, or molten a graven image that is profitable for nothing? Behold, all his fellows shall be ashamed, and the workmen that are of men, let them all be gathered together, let them stand up, yet they shall fear, and they shall be ashamed together. The smith with the tongs both worketh in the coals, and fashioneth it with hammers, and worketh it with the strength of his arms. Yea, he is hungry, and his strength faileth. He drinketh no water, his faint. The carpenter stretcheth out his rule. He marketh it out with a line. He fitteth it with planes, and he maketh it not, and he maketh, and he marketh it out with the compass, and maketh it after the figure of man, according to the beauty of a man, that it may remain in his house. He hewed him down cedars, and taketh the cypress and the oak, which he strengtheneth for himself among the trees of the forest. He planteth an ash, and the rain doth nourish it. Then shall it be for a man to burn, for he will take thereof, and warm himself. Yea, he kindleth it, and baketh bread. Yea, he maketh a god, and worshippeth it. He maketh it a graven image, and falleth down thereto. He burneth part thereof in the fire, with part thereof he eateth flesh, he roteth roast, and is satisfied. Yea, he warmeth himself and saith, ah, I am warm, I have seen the fire, and the residue thereof. He maketh a god, even his graven image. He falleth down unto it, worshippeth it, and prayeth unto it, and saith, deliver me, for thou art my God. They have not known nor understood, for he hath shut their eyes that they cannot see, and their hearts that they cannot understand. And none considereth in his heart, neither is there knowledge nor understanding to say, I have burned part of it in the fire, yea, also I have baked bread upon the coals thereof. I have roasted flesh and eaten it, and I shall make the residue thereof an abomination. Shall I fall down to the stock of a tree? He feedeth on ashes. A deceived heart hath turned him aside, that he cannot deliver his soul. Nor say, is there not a lie in my right hand? Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel. thou shalt not be forgotten of me. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forest, and every tree therein. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. Here then, we will lead the reading of God's word. May he bless it to us and help us now in prayer. Kind and ever merciful and gracious Lord God, it is indeed thy mercy and kindness that enables us to gather together in this remote way this evening. But we do thank thee for it, Lord. We humbly acknowledge thy goodness. We pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt bless us now and be with us and undertake for us, Lord. Do favour our souls and bless us abundantly with thy love and thy mercy. And we pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt indeed go before us now this evening hour. Lord, we come. Thou knowest, Lord, those that have come hungering and thirsting after righteousness. We do pray, dear Lord, that there may be some droplets of water from salvation's wells for their poor, never dying souls. There may be some crumbs of mercy from the Master's table, so they may be filled and satisfied. Dear Lord, thou hast promised that my people shall be satisfied with the fatness of my house. Oh, dear Lord, do satisfy thy hungry, poor, needy sinners this evening hour, we do beseech thee. O Lord, may not one and another be found at home, Lord, mourning that they've not heard anything for their souls this day. Dear Lord, do graciously apply the word of thy grace with divine power. Lord, the blessed words that we have been reading of at this evening hour. O Lord, it may be ours, maybe. Lord, apply to our souls, our Lord, that thou hast made us, thou hast formed us. Oh, those blessed fear nots, that thou art my servant, whom I have chosen. Lord, do speak to our inmost soul. Oh, assure my conscience of his part. In thy redeeming blood, bear witness to my heart, our hearts, that we are born of God. Well, Lord, the closing words we have read. Remember now, O Jacob, yes. Oh, that I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions. Oh, and as a cloud of thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed. Oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. And Lord, do be very near to us this evening hour. Oh, and we do pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt bless thy word. Lord, to hungry and thirsting souls, those that come praying for some token for God, some token of thy special love. Lord, do make it known unto them that they are amongst thy people, thy children, amongst those, dear Lord Jesus, for whom thou hast suffered, bled and died. They may know that I, the Lord, thy Redeemer. Oh, dear Lord, do seal these things, these blessed, glorious truths, home into our hearts. Lord, we may know that there, what the Lord has done, Lord, not what we've done, what thou hast done. Lord, then do graciously work, we do beseech thee. We pray then that thou help us. Do help us, Lord, to bow our head before thee in confession of sin and iniquity. Oh, for that broken heart, that contrite spirit. indeed, for that heart that trembles at thy word. Because, dear Lord, thou hast promised to this man will I look. Oh, Lord, there is hope for a poor sinner that trembles at thy word. Because thou hast promised to look. Then, dear Lord, to look down upon thy people this evening hour. Lord, thou knowest just who is gathered together with us this evening. We pray, dear Lord, thy blessing, dear Lord, to rest upon them, Lord, and to be very, very near. Do graciously help us then now. Lord, accept our thanks for thy many mercies to us. The mercies countless the sands. Our food and drink, the roof over our heads, the beds we lie on. Many mercies, Lord, we do thank thee for thy kindness to us. And we pray, dear Lord, that we may not let these mercies lie forgotten in unthankfulness and yet without praises die. Oh, to praise thy name for all thy goodness and mercy and kindness unto us. And we pray, Lord, that thou help us. Oh, to remember thy mercy. Lord, and to truly thank thee from the very bottom of our hearts. Our Lord, one said, Jesus saw me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to save my soul from danger interposed his precious blood. And dear Lord, and that needs a song of thanksgiving and praise from our hearts to thee for thy loving kindness. Lord, that thou hast not left us, but thou indeed hast snatched us as a brand from the burning. Oh, Lord, what shall we do to praise and bless thy great and holy name? Oh, Lord, we lift thee high on that pole of the everlasting gospel so that poor serpent-bitten sinners look and live. Oh, Lord, thou art able, Lord, to save to the uttermost, the very worst of the worst. Dear Lord, so then, if there's a poor soul tonight that feels to be the worst of the worst, may they be given to know that thou dost save to the uttermost all them that come unto God by him. Lord, thou hast promised, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. So, Lord, there is hope for the worst. There's hope for the vilest. Lord, because thou art a God of mercy and a God that delights in mercy. Oh, and a God that passes by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage and who retains not his anger forever, but delights in mercy. Hear then our prayers. Do bless, Lord. Pray thou bless, dear Lord, the little cause that sways thee, bless them together. Do bind them together, Lord, we pray, in love and unity in the bond of peace. Continue to make thy goodness pass before them in the way and help them, Lord, we pray, and do bless. Oh, we so please, Lord, to hear that they open the chapel this afternoon, again tomorrow, for prayer. Oh, we pray, dear Lord, as these restrictions are being slowly lifted, Lord, and this restriction is lifted, that we can enter into thy courts to prayer. And oh, dear Lord, do give and grant the breath of prayer, prayer and supplication. And I will pour upon the house of David, inhabitants of Jerusalem, the spirit of grace and of supplication. And may we have it, Lord. Oh, and may we have, Lord, that true thanksgiving in our hearts, that once again we can begin to get back into thy house. Lord, do bless. Then, gracious Lord, do blessedly help. We pray, dear Lord, thou remember again, dear Lord, the children, the little ones and the children, Lord, at school, undertake for them at this time, Lord, where we're found. We pray, dear Lord, thou make thy goodness pass before them in the way Oh, they may see thy hand, the good hand of their God. Help them, Lord, to commit all to thee, Lord. Thou understandest the prayer, Lord, of a little child. A little child that says, gentle Jesus, meek and mild, look upon a little child, pity my simplicity and suffer me to come to thee. Oh, Lord, and thou knowest what burdens they bring. And to them, Lord, they are huge burdens. But Lord, thou art full of compassion. That is, have compassion on the multitude. That is, have compassion on little children. And we pray thou have compassion on the children at Swavesey and bless them indeed. Lord, who graciously help. We pray for the parents also at this critical time. Undertake for them and help them. Lord, some of them, Lord, it will not be so difficult as others to teach the children. But Lord, do graciously help each and all. We do pray. And Lord, and we again pray for others. Lord, some of those, Lord, that are on their own, isolated. Lord, we do pray that will be very near to them and very gracious. Blessedly help them and support them and undertake for them. Help them to commit all into thy hand. Help them, Lord, to be still and know that thou art God, and a God that understands and knows the end of the thing from the beginning. Lord, we only know the beginning till now. We don't know what the end will be. We don't know what yet we may yet have to walk and pass through. But we'll pray thou help us to look up and be found looking unto Jesus. Lord, who then bless. We do pray that remember others. Lord, we think of those in bereavement's path, those three families, Lord, in particular we think of the Bailey family, the Stevens family, and the Burgess family, Lord. Remember them each. Bless the widows, Lord. Undertake for them. And Lord, they're not the only ones. Oh Lord, do remember all that have lost near and dear ones. Oh, that my people may not mourn as those that mourn without hope. May they have a sweet hope as well with their dear departed. And dear Lord, do bless them. And pray, dear Lord, indeed fit and prepare us each for that same appointment, Lord, the appointment with death. Lord, do be with us, we pray. Lord, do undertake for us. Blessedly help us. Oh, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face, thy spirit, must thy word perform. 'Tis all of grace in Christ's obedience, clothed and washed in his blood. So shall I live my head with joy among the sons of God. Then, Lord, do hear us, and Lord, and do also a prayer for all in sickness and afflictions, power. Raise them up, restore, strengthen. Bless means used, we pray. Lord, and do graciously help. Be with any that carry any particular burden. Lord, undertake for them. May thy goodness pass before them. And Lord, and those that have had the disappointments, Lord, remember them. Lord, we think of the two young friends at Swayze, Lord, that were to be married back in April. Lord, we do pray. Thou be with them still and undertake for them, bless them and go before them and graciously help them. We do pray. Lord, do then be near. Remember all of thy servants. Remember all of thy people. Remember our nation. Govern those that govern us. Help them, Lord, with the decisions that have to be made. Lord, and do guide and direct. Oh, Lord, and thou knowest those things, those laws, Lord, that go through our parliament at the present time. Lord, and why there's those Northern Ireland bill regarding abortion, Lord. Dear Lord, it is still possible if thou should see fit to overturn it. Lord, who graciously hear our prayers, we ask. hear these our prayers. Pardon in every sin, accept our humble thanks, and Lord, do condescend to come and meet with us now. And gracious Lord, do fulfill thy word, thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then come and open one's mouth and touch my lips and that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we plead, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Now the next hymn is the prayer which Mr. Field has just quoted, hymn 471. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. Hymn 471.
in her dependence upon the Lord for all needed help. I ask your very prayerful attention again to Isaiah's prophecy, chapter 41. And I read the same verses again, 18, 19, 20. Isaiah 41, 18. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shittar tree, and the myrtle and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. Isaiah 41, verses 18, 19, 20. Well, we attempted to speak from this 18th verse this morning and spoke about these things that I will open. And we mentioned one or two things, and also these fountains in the midst of the valleys. Yes, that the Lord, because this water is that symbol of the blessings, the spiritual blessings that the Lord bestows upon his people. And the Lord Jesus said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And oh, and the Lord blesses his people with these fountains of living water. We read and referred this morning to those verses in Isaiah 35, where the dear prophet says to us there that then shall the lame man leap as the hart, the tongue of the dumb sing, or in the wilderness shall the waters break out and streams in the desert, and the parched ground shall become a pool and the thirsty land springs of water. Well, and then we went on to speak about this next clause here. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. Again, there's these blessings, these spiritual blessings that the Lord bestows upon his people. Yes, who were they? They were those that we mentioned on Friday evening here. Oh, the poor and needy found in verse 17. But it says, I will make, and we tarried some little while upon these words, I will make. Or we mentioned there in Exodus, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. We had a bit to say about those things. But then there's one more thing I'd like to mention about this, I will make. And you remember when the children of Israel were in the wilderness, when the Lord appeared unto them in around Mount Sinai, and now they feared and quaked because of the thundering and the lightning. Well, dear Moses, in rehearsing all the way that the Lord had led them in Deuteronomy, particularly here now in chapter 4, and he says to us in verse 10, this, especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words. And I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and they shall teach their children. Yes, I will make them hear my words. Our ends, yes, and sometimes the Lord does. Sometimes it's by terrible things in righteousness, he makes us hear his word. Oh, and how sometimes we tremble. And perhaps as one or two tonight will look back all the way that the Lord has led them and look back and remember when the Lord made us hear his word. Oh, yes. And yes, dear soul, you see, it had that effect that God designed it to have. It maybe it stopped us in our mad and wild career. Why? Because he got a favour to your poor, never-dying soul and mine. And he would snatch us as a brand from the burning. He would bring us to make us a trophy of his grace. And I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they live upon the earth. Or in jest, and to fear the Lord and to walk in his ways, walk in his paths, in obedience unto him. I will make them hear. Oh, yes. Come and hear, all ye that fear God. Yes, you may think of that. But, you know, here in the book of Joshua, the dear servant of God says to us here in the third chapter, I believe it is, says, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. Yes, it's all, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. Here in Joshua then 3, verse 9. Hear the words of the Lord your God. Yes, you see, it's come unto me. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, and take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Sinner, you won't find any rest outside of Christ. Outside of the ways of God, there'll be no rest for your poor, never dying soul and mine. Is all, but there will be rest, there will be peace in the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Yes, yes, dear soul, there are words. Make them hear my words. Yes. We do hear the words of the Lord. Sometimes those words then make us tremble. And a blessing it is, dear soul, you know. The day will come when, dear soul, you'll be so grateful, so thankful to the Lord that he caused you to hear his word. Oh, yes, you may have trembled. You may have quaked. You may have feared many, many things. But sinner, I say the day will come when you'll be so thankful that the Lord made you hear his word. I will make them hear. I will make them hear. Ah, yes, dear soul, the Lord. But, you know, also, you know, I'll make them hear. The Lord has a purpose of love and mercy. I will make them hear. And he says this to them, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there shall ye be also. Oh, and you'll say, and why me, Lord? Why me? Why such a wretched worm as I? Yes, and yes, and what did else Jesus say there in that John 14? Peace I leave with you, and my peace I give unto you. And dear soul, and you'll be so thankful that he makes you hear those words. He draws you by his love. Dear soul, yes, when he caused you to tremble at hearing his word, it was in love to your poor never dying soul. And dear soul, and if he's led you on, and some in the midst tonight, yes, the Lord has led on, the Lord has spoken to them, and in effect it has been peace I leave with you. And oh, and how thankful they are, yes, that the Lord stopped them. Yes, they trembled, they quaked, they shivered, they shuddered, but dear soul, he made them hear. And he's also made them hear those glorious truths of the gospel. Yes. Ah, yes, dear soul, you see, these are the pools of water. Ah, these are the blessings of God, the blessing of God that makes rich, adding no sorrow therewith. Ah, when the Lord blesses you and I, dear soul, with such words that I've just quoted in John 14, whether it's verse 1 and 2 and 3 or verse 27, dear soul, it's still the same. It's the blessing of God that makes rich. It's the gospel to poor sinners. Yes, and so the Lord says, I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. Yes, dear soul, he does. Blessed be his glorious name. Yes, and you know, and there's this as well. The Lord will make it to thee to pass for thine enemies. Yes, yes, enemies sometimes, but this old, it causes them to go away. Is able to do exceeding abundantly. But there's just one or two. There's perhaps two or maybe more, but as this comes to mind, you find it in Zephaniah's prophecy. Yes, and it's there in the third chapter. And the Lord says, at that time I will bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth. And I will turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord. Yes, Isaiah, Jeremiah was a prophet of the captivity. But Isaiah was a prophet long before the captivity. And here he is, pronouncing these things that the Lord would do, yes, to and for his people. And Zephaniah says, and when I turn back your captivity, yes, dear soul, you may feel to be in captivity. But you know, there's a sweet word found in the book of Psalms. I think here, Psalm 68, yes, thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord might dwell among them. So that these things I will make. And you know, there's this as well. Oh, you know, what the dear Apostle John, why what he was to say. Why, there in the book of the Revelation, why, it's the third letter, or rather the third chapter, and it's to the church at Philadelphia, I believe. And it reads here, yes, the church at Philadelphia, verse 7. But you come down. To verse 12, is it? Yes. And he says, him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that have ears to hear, let him hear. Yet him that overcometh will I make a pillar. Oh, yes, dear soul. You know, it's in the psalm. Sorry, I can't tell you psalm number and verse, but it says there that he makes his church, his people, as pillars polished after the similitude of a palace. Oh, yes, dear soul. When that work of grace is done. Yes, dear soul, when, oh, yes, making pillars in the house of God, and these pillars are polished. This glorious work of grace, dear soul, is not your polishing and mine. It's the Lord's polishing. Blessed be his glorious name. Yes, but let us try to continue here. Why, and now verse 19. I will plant. I will plant. Yea, I will plant. Yeah. Yes, dear soul. He plants his people. He plants them, my friends, where they will be useful, where they will grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Yes. I will plant. See, dear soul, oh, how the Lord graciously works. Why? Let's try and find this in Jeremiah's prophecy, chapter 32. It speaks here. Why, here's the first part, there's Israel's idolatry, but also there's God's mercy. And it says here in verse 41, yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will plant them in this land assuredly with my whole heart and with my soul. For thus saith the Lord, I have brought all this great evil upon this people, so will I bring upon them all the good that I have promised them. Is all, yes, there is evil sometimes, but there is also good promised. Yes, dear soul, the Lord will and does mercifully appear to and for his people. You know, there's a verse in Ezekiel's prophecy where the Lord says, and it says, and I will raise them up a plant of renown. That's the word. And I raise them up a plant of renown. It's all that Jesus. It's all, but yes, and you and I will plant. It's all, and the Lord has planted, yes, his blessed dear son as the head of the church. Yes. Oh, what a glorious plant of renown. The head of the church of God is Christ. Yes, dear soul. And you see, and also you see, he feeds them, does he not? He feeds them. Yes. He'll plant them in their land. He'll plant them in his way and in his time. Friends, yes, and sometimes, my friends, you and I might look, you know, a plant needs very careful, tender care, does it not? And there are some listening, I know, that know far more about planting than I do. But here, as a plant, I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shittar tree, and the myrtle, and the oil tree. I plant these. You see, I thought of this some years ago when I lived at Kirshulton with my first dear wife. Around us, there was quite a few oak trees nearby, and squirrels used to come along, and they'd plant these acorns in our garden, and some of them germinate, and they would come up, start coming up. Well, I didn't want oak trees in my back garden, thank you. So I pulled them out. But when I first found one, I remember this. I thought, whatever is this? It looks like an oak. And sure enough, it was. I dug carefully down in, and I pulled up, and about just probably 2 or 3 inches down, there was the acorn. But then there was this root. I'd never forgotten it. This root come out of this acorn, and it went down, straight down. And it was probably 6 inches long, which is, I can't think of the metric measurement now, but there you go. And why? And there, my friends, you see, and I will plant, you know, this, when you're planting something like this, you've got to be very careful. It seems almost logical sense that you've got to be careful that you don't break that root. Because if you do, it'll probably die. So, friends, yes, I will plant. And my friends, and when the Lord plants, yes, he is very careful. And he knows where to put you and I. Yes, what you singing first thing this morning? That God moves a mysterious way. And judge not the Lord by feeble sense, and scan his work in vain. God is his own interpreter, and he'll make it plain. Yes, I will plant. I will plant. Yes, you see, he'll plant these things. There's a planting here of these trees. There's the cedar, the shittar tree, and the myrtle tree, and the oil tree. But then also, it ends as this, that he says next, I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together. Yeah. 7 trees here mentioned. And I believe I'm right in saying they're all evergreens. Which reminds me, is the evergreen tree, it doesn't lose its leaves, does it? And what do you read here in Jeremiah 17 and verse 7? Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters. Well, yes, dear soul, planted by the waters. Yes, the Lord is bringing these waters in the wilderness, these springs in the desert, dear soul. And he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but a leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. And that's the way the Lord works. Yes, that these trees shall yield fruit. Yeah. You know, there's something else about these trees. Well, particularly, yes, the fir and the pine and the box, perhaps more so than the 8 trees mentioned earlier. But these 3 in particular, you know, very upright trees. They're very upright trees. You see, and there, according to Jeremiah, he causes them to grow. And where are they growing? They're growing upright. His own, and that's the work of God's grace in your heart and mind. You and I, no doubt, mourn our wretchedness and our sinfulness. You know, the Lord says, but their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. All your righteousness and mine are as filthy rags. But their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. So these trees then, as they are planted by the Lord, they're found here, yes, in the wilderness, yes, in the desert. It is, oh, yes, but their leaves shall be green and they shall not cease from yielding fruit. Yes, but there's something else here, isn't there? I will set in the desert. Yes, I will set. You know, the dear psalmist, what did he say to us here in Psalm number 90? Is it 90, 91? The dear psalmist said this regarding the Lord's dear people. In Psalm 91 and verse 14, 15. Let's just go back a little bit. You see, 91, the psalmist says, speaking about the wicked, but then he says, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. But he goes on. But then he says, because he hath set his love upon me. Friends, because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name, and he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. And I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Oh, friends, what a mercy to be found then here in this text. I will set in the desert. Yes, in the time of trouble, the Lord delivers, the Lord honors. It's all because the Lord hath set his love upon me. Yes. Why was I made to hear his voice when thousands choose to die? This is how the Lord sets his love upon us. But then there's something else, and this may concern someone. I draw this a bit of a bow at a venture, but oh, how the Lord sets, for his people. In Psalm number 12, for the oppression of the poor, the sign of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord, and I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. I think Friday evening we mentioned about the children of Israel coming out of Egypt. Oh, and yes, you see, the Lord remembered his covenant toward his people. And he sent his servant Moses to deliver them. You see, what did he say? It reads that he heard their groaning. Yes, but the Lord said this to Moses, I've surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. I've heard their cry by reason of their taskmaster, for I know their sorrows, and then come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. Yes, dear soul. And he did deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. And dear soul, and he is still the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. He does deliver, and he will yet deliver. Blessed be his glorious name. And I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. Sometimes around these things are things that you and I may have to walk in some way, some degree in our life. One's experience was like this many years ago. I don't know, Wes, I don't think I've ever told you this account. You'll bear with me if I have, but I had worked. And then you remember that I was taken ill with ME. And in my working day, I'd helped build this house. I'd done the plumbing and the heating on it. The short story was that there was a leak in the floor. And the second purchaser of this house was the one that found this leak. Oh, and yes, sadly, three times I had to go back to that house to repair that leak. But then after some while, I now stopped work. I was unable to work. But one day I received a letter, and it was from Reigate County Court to appear there, because this man was taking me to court. I knew nothing about it until I got this letter. It was to go the next week. Yes, what do you do? Just what do you do? Well, I fell on my knees, I can tell you. And no, the prayer was short, but I believe it came out of my heart. Lord, help me. Lord, what am I to do? I contacted the insurance company that I was with at the time. They put me in touch with the solicitor in Croydon. And, that was back in 1990 I got this letter. Well, it's now 2020. And I've not heard anything from that day to this. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. Now, there's a mystery to this, because I was engaged to preach on the Lord's Day at the Dicker, actually. And I preached there, and I took this for my text. This fifth verse of Psalm 12. The oppression of the poor, the sight of the needy, now will I rise, saith the Lord, and set him in safety that passeth at him. Well, I did preach out my own heart. But then the following week, I had a letter, and it from a man. And he said, I just could not believe I was hearing what you were saying. I don't know what you may be walking in, but he said it was right for me to be there. You see, why I had to go there, it was to bring some other soul along in life's pathway. Our ends, we just stand amazed at the mercy and goodness of our God. Yes, it was another man that was praying. What are you going to do? Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass, and I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. Oh, blessed be his glorious name. But there's one more thing I must set, and I will set in Ezekiel's prophecy, as you read, and I will set up one shepherd over them. I will set up one shepherd over them. This shepherd is my servant David. This shepherd is the one that will feed them. Yes, and feed them and lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Yes, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I will set up one shepherd over them. Well, you will no doubt think of the Gospel of John and the dear Lord's Jesus words are there to and for his people. Oh, yes. And there he was. And the Jews come again. And they ask him, was he the Christ? Why? But he says this to them. I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Well, that leads me to the 20th verse then. And neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. Why, friends, one cannot help but think again and quote it again the words of dear John Newton, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. That they may see and know and consider, and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this. Let us just turn a moment here to Paul's epistle to the Ephesians. And the second chapter, here is where the dear Lord calls by his grace. You hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sins. This is, go back to verse 17 of the text here. When the poor and needy, that was the when you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. But we must hasten. It says here in verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy for his great love with he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Yes, dear soul, it's all of his grace. Verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Yes, they shall consider and understand that the hand of the Lord hath done this. Yes, let me quote again, Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to save my soul from danger, interposing precious blood. Oh, blessed be his glorious name. Yes, dear soul, his blessed, glorious name that he has. You see, it's the hand of the Lord. Why, dear soul, you turn into the book of Exodus, and you see there where the Lord, with that mighty and outstretched arm, brought forth his people out of the land of Egypt. And dear son, it's that same almighty arm that snatches you and I out of this poor, perishing, dying world and sets our feet and our ways in the ways of God. Directs you and I, dear soul, to be found looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, to know him and to be found in him. Yes, that the Lord had done this. What has the Lord done? He has worked out salvation, he has worked redemption for his people. we are redeemed, not with corruptible things such as gold and silver from your vain conversation, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without spot and without blemish. Yes, oh, he redeemed these people. Yes, yes, oh, he laid down his life, yes, that he might take it again. And oh, and how he laid it down, dear soul, for poor sinners. Yes, he laid it down. Ah, there was, oh, the suffering, the death of the dear Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53. Ah, yes. As surely hath borne our griefs, carried our sorrows. Esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with these stripes we are healed. Yes, dear soul, it is indeed the hand of the Lord hath done this. The hand of the Lord hath done this. For this cause came I into the world, to save from death, destruction, and despair. And I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. Yes, dear soul, you come back to where I spoke about this morning, unto the man being made more precious than fine gold, than the golden wedge of Ophir. Unto you, therefore, which believe, is precious. Sinner, is Christ precious to you tonight? Oh, he's precious to his people. He's precious to them now. Whilst they walk through this journey, this wilderness journey, are walking towards this promised land. These pilgrims, yes, pilgrim to Canaan bound. Yes, who has that new Jerusalem in their sights. Oh, and long to be there, long to be there, to say with the dear apostle Paul when he wrote, but he was a great betwixt two, having a desire to depart, to be with Christ, which is far better. And you know, dear Jacob had something like this. When the Lord appeared to him, yes, there he was, the ladder, up to heaven. Why? And he says, this is the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Oh, friends, what a view he had. Oh, friends, this is the gate of heaven. Yes, it is. And it's here my best friends, my kindred dwell, and here my Saviour reigns. Well, we pray the Lord's blessing to rest upon these few simple truths one has tried to give utterance to today. Yes, the Lord, I will open, I will make, I will plant, I will set. Yes, yes, it is all, and that they may see and know and consider and understand. Oh, to understand, yes, the almighty works of divine grace. Yes, that he, why me? Why should he save me? His holy saved us. He loved his own. He came to the world to save his own. And he's not a hoof shall be left behind, said Moses to Pharaoh when the children of Israel coming out of Egypt. And dear soul, and there will not a hoof be left behind of the Lord's dear people. Yeah, the hoof. Yeah, dear soul. You know, the hoof of the animal, why it goes through all the mud and all the dirt and everything else. But not a hoof is going to be left behind. Dear soul, yes, he snatches as brands from the burn. He makes trophies of his grace. And they shall be mine in that day when I make up my jewels. Well, the Lord bless these remarks, forgive all amiss. For his name's sake, amen.
God willing, there will be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Adrian Pickett at 7:00. And on Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock, God willing, Mr. Timothy Parrish will preach for us as Mr. Sayers is unable. And next Lord's Day, Mr. Roland Wheatley will preach for us at 10:30 and 6:30 and address the Sunday school, if the Lord will. And as mentioned earlier, the chapel will be opened again, God willing, on Thursday evening from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock for private prayer and meditation. And just a notice that our Oakington friends hope to hold their anniversary service on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Let us close with hymn 356. Does the gospel word proclaim rest for those who weary be? Then my soul put in thy claim, sure that promise speaks to thee. Marks of grace I cannot show, all polluted is my breast. Yet I weary am, I know, and the weary long for rest. Hymn 356.
Thank you.
we do pray. Be good, please, that thou own and bless thy word this day. Lord, we pray that make up where we have so failed. We do beg, Lord, thy blessing. Bless the dear friends, people at Swayze, undertake for them, any others that may be listening in, or that the word may bring forth that fruit to thy praise and thy glory. Dismiss us then in peace. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion and the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.